And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We have a great guest in our studio here. Captain Taro Takeuchi from the Liberty is here, and we're going to be talking some fishing. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup, on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Going to be a great time talking fishing today.
Yes, indeed. Captain Taro Takeuchi, Liberty Sport Fishing. Good morning, Taro.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, great. Yeah, well, you're ready to go.
Oh, we're ready. We're so ready.
Yeah. Definitely. We just need that clearance from that county doctor to say go. And that's the thing, is there is a great plan in place, right?
Yeah, SAC has done a great job. And then Ken from SAC has been helping us out and representing us. And we're just ready.
Things are
shaping up on the ocean, and we're wishing we could go.
There's no reason why we shouldn't be able to go.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's just there's no excuses from them to say you can't go fishing, because it's time to go fishing.
It is definitely time.
Yeah,
I mean, the boat is ready, the landing is ready, the facility is right. I mean, it's just when the second that they say go, it's game on.
So how will things be once they say go? How will things be different on the Liberty?
On the Liberty, everyone's gonna have to have a face mask, obviously.
Right.
I definitely believe our loads will be a tad bit smaller.
Yep.
We'll deeply clean the boat even more than what we already do, and I don't believe the bunks will be available to use when we're operating. But
okay.
You know, just the small little things. And just every person is just going to have to be a tad bit more conscious of, you know, the social distancing rules.
Yes.
So it's just one of those things where people are going to have to kind of adjust to the things we have to do, but there really aren't any for sure set rules on what we have to do and set guidelines,
right.
But
yeah.
But there's just looking at what the other businesses have had to do. It's we're gonna have to have a face mask, and everyone's gonna have to be real cautious.
Yeah.
But right off the bat, we would take that if they would say go along those lines, having your face covering, a couple less people on the boat, no bunks, just you know, as far as getting things started. Tomorrow,
yeah.
No problem.
I mean, and then what it really is, it's going back to how we used to do things without bunks. And, you know, bunks for us have been a luxury for our three-quarter day or our full-day
trips
now.
Yeah.
But, you know, you go back to the stand-up, and in the galley there might only be a handful of folks that kind of are allowed in there. And, you know, you're standing at the rail, you're hanging out, and...
That's the one thing about the Liberty. It's big.
There's plenty of room to do that.
Plenty of room to hang out.
But for real, I mean, that's one of the things you really have going for you is, I mean, there is a lot of room to spread out on that boat.
Yeah.
It's big
yeah.
and it's comfortable and it's stable. And
oh, yeah, for sure. And when you put the boat online, it sells out pretty quickly.
It does. And unfortunately, we have had to cancel our trips, which we're very sorry for our passengers that have signed up. And it's, you know, Instagram and Facebook, it's like, well, why can't we go? Why can't we do this? Well, what it comes down to is the insurance policies, mm-hmm. and we just don't have the green light.
Yeah.
And every trip that we put on that seems that they want to go, and as that date gets closer, it's full, and, you know, people are ready.
Yeah.
Yeah,
people
I mean, you could go Renegade, and you could just leave the dock and say, we're going. But you can't do that because
no.
the insurance won't cover
exactly.
And you can't run without
exactly.
insurance.
Exactly. And, you know, this has been through a lot of thought and kind of in my mind, you know. Every day is a different day, and things are changing as far as our rules and politically and stuff like that. But our sport fishing family is so tight. So
yes.
it's like once one person does one thing, everybody sees the benefit or the repercussion.
Yes.
So we're just all real tight, and
we're
all playing by the rules right now, and we're all just waiting.
Yeah, just
you
waiting.
Know,
but
grasping on.
While waiting, the fish are waiting out there.
The fish are waiting. Yes,
yeah,
they are.
There's a lot of fish out there. I know you've investigated a lot of the keeping it on top of all the reports and stuff. What do you hear?
I have quite a few of our passengers and friends that we have small boats, and holy smokes, those bluefin are just frothing at the mouth right here, right in our range.
That's what is making this so much harder. Like, every day at the landing is so much harder. I mean, you see the look on poor Taro's face or the crew, Coronado Island, yellowtail biting, you know, bluefin 20 to 50 miles, bite, like all of the things that the Liberty
yellowfin
just,
tuna.
Yeah, right.
Everything
I mean,
that we can do.
The thing that the Liberty is
happening.
So good at is just like it's at our fingertips, and it's just, I can't
and
quite taste it.
That's what's making it so
oh,
hard.
The worst.
Is you want something, but you can't get it.
Yeah.
You know?
But soon.
We're crossing our fingers for soon. There isn't a definite date, but I know that the people that are supposed to be working hard to help us get back out there.
And their justifications for getting back out there are good. I mean, if you can go on a city bus, if you can go on an airplane, various things. Why not an open-air boat that is like about as safe as it can be? Safer than walking down the sidewalk.
Going to the grocery store.
There is no way
you can draw up an analogy where, like, riding on a plane with 50 other people breathing recycled air is safer than being on the Liberty in the open catching a bluefin. Like, those two things just don't exist.
That doesn't happen. The justification is certainly there, and we're hoping that
absolutely.
The powers to be come to their senses very soon.
Right.
That's what needs to happen, for sure. So in the meantime, give us a clue on what the Liberty is. I mean, a lot of our listeners may be very familiar with Liberty. Some of them not. So give us
an 85-foot open party fishing vessel, which were also available for charter. And our primary run is a five thirty in the morning to sometimes 5 o'clock.
Usually
later.
Right.
Depending on where the fish are.
Yeah, depending on how they're biting and where they're and kind of the distance of where the fish are. But we leave at 5:30 in the morning, and we're back between 5 and 7 at night on a daily basis. But like I said, we're also available for charter. We do everything from the full day trip to a two day trip. So throughout the year, and mainly in the summertime, our schedule changes a tad bit. We do our charters and stuff like that, but open party wise, you can call Fisherman's Landing and book an open party 3/4 day or full day trip. It's still stuck in my mind, a 3/4 day trip.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a 3/4 day, full day
Exactly. Yeah. You're pretty much going to be there from sun up to sundown.
Yeah, that's the deal.
Yeah.
And so you're currently taking charter. If you want to book a charter, do you call Fisherman's Landing?
You can call Fisherman's Landing, or you can email us at libertysportfishingsd@gmail, and that's a direct line to myself, and I'll be working with the charter masters to work on dates and prices and stuff like that. So
what a great boat to charter too.
Yeah.
How many people is a nice charter group?
I would say a great charter group, since the idea of a charter is to have the whole boat to yourself, you kind of want to have a lighter load than our open party trip. So 25 to 35 is great. 40,
nice.
The boat fishes 40 to 50, great too.
Yeah.
But you know, for 25 to 35 of your best friends and family right now, the boat is awesome.
The thing about the Liberty, it's just big. It's big everywhere. I mean, up the sides, it's big, and the back of the boat is huge, and the newly remodeled galley is big, and the bathrooms are big. I mean, there's nothing about that boat that's not that way. It's so comfortable.
Yeah.
Everything will fit your group, no problem.
Like you said, I mean, the reality is it's an 80 or 85 foot, you know, 2 day boat that happens to run 5 to 5 trips. I mean, that's what it is. It's a multi day RSW, nice bathroom, big multi day boat that happens to do these awesome local trips.
So you do RSW, refrigerated salt water for the fish.
Yep, we've taken everything that this fleet has to offer. You know, fortunately, I've worked for Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella, you know, for 9 years when they had the American Angler, and just learning the quality and keeping your fish fresh and bringing everything from a long trip over to the three-quarter day scene, which is a common occurrence now on all the full day trips, you know. So it's kind of bringing the small things from each part of this sport fishing world and putting it into one boat, and that's what we've tried to do there on the Liberty.
So it's like long range style, tag your fish and
tagging fish, put them down in the hole, keeping them cold, and
nice
28 to 32 degree fish at the end of the day, ready for sushi when you get home.
Yeah,
that's so cool. That's so cool.
Yeah, so much fun. So okay, so Taro, if you were leaving the dock this morning in the Liberty, what would you be doing? Would you be going to the Coronado Islands? Would you go in bluefin tuna fishing, yellowfin tuna fishing?
I think we would be taking advantage of the offshore opportunity. You know, there's been the guys that have been going, the smaller boats and the private boats have had very, very good opportunity on that. Call it 40 to 100 pound plus fish, and that's kind of what is available here, and you kind of try to take advantage of it because it's not there all the time. You know, this bluefin phenomenon that we've had the last however many years it's been is kind of what guys are after, and personally, I've never caught one over 100 pounds, so I definitely want to go catch one too.
Yeah,
you know, as many years as I've been doing this, I've
But you've been pulling it over the rail.
I've gapped a bunch of and helped the people, but I've never gone fishing and caught one over 100.
Yeah.
My fiance has, but I haven't.
The thing that's tough, that's making it extra tough right now, is the bluefin that is here, it's so tailor-made for going to get them on the Liberty. It's not necessarily foamers where you cast one popper into it and you hook one. No. I mean, it is... I mean, the fish that have been caught by, you know, like you say, by local guys and private boats and things, I mean, it is traditional, find a school, throw some bait, they stick to you,
drift,
and you drift, and you
catch
pick
them
off.
Bait and flatfall.
Yeah. I mean, the Totaro working that sonar, you know, would just get on a stop, and that's it. Here we are for the rest of the day. Like, it would be one of those days when you're working in the tackle shop, and then every 2 or 3 hours you hear the radio kick on. Okay, we're up to 20. All right, we're up to 40. We're up to 50. You know, I mean, it's just, it would be... Oh, man, I'm so ready for this.
Perfect plunker fishing.
Yes, it is. Yeah. God, let us go.
And it's only mid-May.
Yes.
Yeah, we're ready to go. Ricky and I got a text this morning from Scott Sherman yesterday, went fishing on his Parker 25 and got yellowfin tuna within, 25 miles of the point?
Yeah, it's just nice ones. I mean, nice ones. not 5-pounders. I mean, legitimate 20 to 30-pound yellowfins, you know, just nice and close to home. It's just... It is shaping up so good, and I mean, there's no denying it. It sucks. Everybody's ready for this to happen, but it sure feels like it's close to happening. And when it does, it looks like we're going to be very well rewarded with the style of fishing that we're going to have at our hands. But it just does.
The fish are waiting for us.
Yep,
they're hungry.
I think when it finally does happen, at least we're gonna have some good fishing to be after.
No doubt about it. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today with Taro Takeuchi from the Liberty.
Yeah, you're not kidding, man. So much to cover and so much great information out there. You stay tuned. It's going to be a great one, and we want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, clearly going to be a busy show because the phones are already packed full, but we've got a lot of time to get your phone calls in today. Give us a call, 833-288-0973. One more time. 833-288-0973. Not only are we talking Liberty, talking fishing, having a great time today, we are giving away such a killer prize to one lucky caller at the end of the show today. You're going to get to go fishing on the Liberty. We're giving away a full-day trip on board the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. And then in addition to your full-day trip on the Liberty, you're also going to win a $50 gift certificate to Point Loma Seafood. So come down after your trip, slide on over, grab yourself a squid sandwich, ready to go. Awesome opportunity. $50 at Point Loma Seafoods. They're open every day, 11 to 6. It's a great opportunity and a great prize. Again, if you want to get your shot at that trip and the certificate, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. 2020 is the golden anniversary of Cape Polaris and Searcher. Come help us celebrate 50 amazing years in sport fishing. Searcher has a great crew, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2020 schedule is available now, so this is a golden opportunity to make your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia or Callie at 619-226-2400.
Hi there, I'm Hayden from Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking, Southern California's go-to spot for Hobie fishing kayaks right on the water in Mission Bay. Let me tell you, we have big things going on in the shop this time of year. This November marks the 40th year anniversary of Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking, and as a family-owned and operated business, my family and I would like to thank all of our friends and customers for the support over the decades. We also have the brand new 2020 model year Hobie fishing kayaks, introducing new features like the automatically retracting kick-up fins, as well as the revolutionary new Mirage Drive 360, which allows you to rotate and steer your Mirage Drive 360 degrees, giving you 100% control over your fishing kayak. Hobie's also released a new line of more economic options, like the new Mirage Passport 10.5 and 12.0, coming in at only $13.99 and $15.99 respectively, while still including the Hobie Mirage Drive with comfortable raised seats and tons of fishing features. Get down to our shop, Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking, right on the water in Mission Bay, and see it all for yourself. Or check us out online at FastlaneKayaking.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time this morning. Phones are already packed up again if you want to get through, 833-288-0973. We mention it all the time, but phones are a little bit different when you're calling into Let's Talk Hookup. When the phones are busy, which they are right now, you're not going to get that busy signal. It'll just ring, and then you basically will go into a queue, and sometimes it just stays silent after it's done ringing, but you are for sure in the queue, and then as soon as somebody drops off, your phone call goes right through there. So not there being ignored, just a little bit different.
And Dave's running everything in the studio with us. Dave Marcus, sure appreciate him being there. He's running the phones. He's running the board. He's doing everything for us. So just be patient with Dave, and he'll get to you as soon as he can. So in the meantime, let's clear out some of those lines and let's jump into it.
You got it, man. Everybody's stoked to talk to Taro. How about we start it off with Hills? Hills is calling us from Ventura this morning. What's up, Hills? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. I wanted to ask Taro a couple questions. I think these are questions that are, you know, often asked, but one is about hook type, because I'm kind of getting a feeling from people I respect that they prefer a circle hook when you're on tuna, and then, but on yellows, a lot of guys are using J hooks, and I wonder why. And then the other question was on Top Shots. I remember hearing Ryan Bostian saying how, you know, the San Diego is high off the water, so he really prefers your 100 feet of mono. And I'm wondering if on the Liberty, if Taro goes just a piece of a fluoro on Spectra or put some mono.
Those are great questions.
I'll let you know how I rig up my gear. So on tuna smaller than 50 pounds, I personally use a J hook. It's easy to pin on the bait, and it's not super necessary to use a circle hook. And 50 pounds and up, I definitely like a circle hook. Mainly because you're gonna be on the fish longer. Sometimes you're using a little bit tweakier fishing gear, lighter fishing gear to kind of get that bite, especially with this bluefin tuna. You know, circle hooks and that all just depends on your bait size too. So I like to bring in a sorp assortment when I try to go catch one, which sometimes doesn't pan out all that well, but circle hooks for anything over 50 pounds, J hooks for anything smaller than 50 pounds, and your island, you know, if you're island fishing, you just use standard musthead J's. And how I have my gear set, kind of set up and have our passengers, I would like to see is, you know, you don't really have to go 100 feet because it's kind of sometimes hard to get your bait to swim, but at least 40 to 60 foot of monofilament, and then you can tie on your short, you know, 2 to 3 foot piece of fluorocarbon. But there's also guys that like to fish a longer piece of fluoro, 25 foot, maybe even 30 foot, and that's definitely good too. But the one thing you have to make sure if you're using the shorter top shots is your rod needs to be a little bit spongier than, you know, your standard stiffer fishing poles, just kind of so it, when the boat does rock and when the fish does shake its head and, you know, does weird things as the bluefin will do, especially when they're close to the boat, you want that rod to give, and you don't want your top shot to shock absorb and break or burst or something like that. But
you like that longer top
rod. I kind of go with like a at least 40 foot of mono and kind of a short top.
Like the distance you're casting a
the
live bait.
The distance you're cast, yeah, the distance you're going to cast a live bait. And the thing, the kind of general rule of thumb, if you can repeatedly cast without getting a backlash or get pretty good distance, giving your bait a toss without getting a big bird's nest on, you know, your monofilament, then you start to shorten things up and kind of get into your specter and stuff like that. But practice makes perfect, and I hope everyone's been practicing while they're at
casting. Yeah, absolutely. I got plenty of practice in.
Question, maybe going back to the hooks. Last year we had a lot of sardine that was a little bit on the smaller side.
Yeah.
And so there was a lot of smaller hooks being used. And, I mean, there's no denying how well a smaller hook can get bit better than a bigger one. But when does that become a problem? You know what I mean? Like, sure, if you were fishing a number four hook all the time, you're going to get bit like a son of a gun. But, you know, when does a guy have to realize that you're, you know, like right now you're catching 60 to 100 pounders, like when do you make that call? Or is it totally based on bait size? Or, you know what I mean? Like, when does a guy think, well, these are 100 pounders, I can't get away with a number six? You know, when do you start to make that call?
My kind of feel is when you're drifting there and you've been drifting and you have fish under the boat, and those fish are looking up and they see the chum baits, they see the baits with the hooks, and it's all about getting the reaction out of the fish.
Right.
Whether it's a reaction bite, which is like a 2 to 5 second, 10 second bite, or a super long soak bite, which is probably the competition bite, which is a fish is going to come up and look at your bait, and his buddy fish can't stand him trying to get that bait, right. So then he's going to go up and get it. And it's all about doing something that we don't obviously sometimes see all the time, but making that fish react. And whether you have a number four hook in a really good bait or a 1-0 or 2-0 hook in that same really good bait, it's the bait that's getting the bite, right? 99% of the time.
Yeah.
That's a good point. For like one example is this is when I worked on the American Angler 2005. Mm-hmm. If you guys remember, that was like,
That was a big year
in Cowtown.
Yeah.
And it's just like, okay, we are completely done. The boat's full. Now let's just mess around and have fun. You know, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna grab 20 pound and just see what the difference is fishing 20 pound or 130 pound. I'm fishing 20 pound, and you would think, oh my gosh, they're boiling on every bait, they're biting, it should be instant. 15 baits it took me to get a bite, and it's just like, it took 10 to 15 baits to get a bite on 130 pound.
Right.
It's just the bait is getting the bite, or it's just the way that fish wants to act at that time. You know, the timing of the fish and your bait in the corner, or the fish and your bait meeting, it's just the timing and the placement and what you're doing.
What somebody should take away from that, what you're saying too, is that don't get frustrated and drop down to super light line and super small because you haven't gotten a bite yet. You know, just because
especially when the big ones are out.
You haven't gotten your bite on 50 pound doesn't mean it's because it's 50 pound. Yeah. Sometimes that's tuna fishing, and you got to. That was a perfect analogy. You got to wait for your bait and the fish to meet, and that doesn't always happen on every cast
every time.
If
the stars are in a line, it is your time.
Yeah, that's a
great
call.
How many times have you been on nice grade fish and seen guys drop down to get a bite, and it doesn't end well?
I'll have to say at the beginning of the year, like right now, when everyone's Jones, I got to get a bite. And it's a very common occurrence on a full-day trip because your time is so limited.
Right.
So it could be the only stop of the day, and you're, you know, we've probably been driving for 9 hours or 6 hours, you know, just to get there. And now you're driving, looking for a school, and this is our one shot. And you have to think about it. That's my one shot to have a fish of a lifetime. I can't screw this up by going light or going small. And, you know, because when you do get that bite, you want to make sure that you get it.
Yes.
So you sticking with your guns, using the proper gear that we recommend, and knowing that when you do get that bite, knowing when your card is called, you're definitely gonna be successful.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back into him and talk to Don. He's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Hi, Don. Welcome to the show.
Hey guys, good morning. Captain Taro, I just wanted to call in and say hi since we haven't been able to get out on the boat yet. And last year I got a chance to fish with you twice, once on a two-day charter with Rick Jensen, and then a week later on an open party trip. And I love the boat. You guys are so good, and you're right. 26 of your best friends on a two-day charter is the way to go. But even on a full boat, everybody was very cooperative. The crew was exceptionally good at working with everybody. And everybody just fishes that boat so well. It was a great experience both times, and I look forward to doing it again.
Awesome, Don. Thank you. We've had some good fishing with you.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, Don, thanks a lot for the call.
You mentioned that thing about the crew. Like, I enjoy the crew that you have so much. Like, all of the guys are young and, like, hungry and just freaking fish crazy.
Yes,
like,
they are.
You've got a bunch of weirdos in terms of how much they're into doing that.
Oh, yeah. On what you call weirdos. Oh, right? You're like fish hungry, man. I don't know. Those boys,
let me assure you, those boys are on a whole nother level. Like, we're talking, you know, see those guys in the dark signing people up, you know, before the trip happens. Taro's lying when he says that boat comes back at 5. You know, I mean, that only happens when they caught limits early. They always come back putting extra effort in. And then, like, after cleaning the boat, and, you know, when you and I, our arms would be dragging on the rail, like, you'll see them pinning baits on at the dock trying to catch a Corvina at nighttime. I mean, they are just, they're on a whole nother level. Like, I get such a kick out of the crew on that boat. Like, they want it, boy. Oh, yeah. I really like it.
Those guys are great. They're definitely what makes the boat.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
I just drive it, and they're...
No question about it. Well, let's head south down to Rancho Leonero. I'll talk to our good buddy John Ireland's on the line. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Pete. Hello, Rick. Hello,
what's up, John?
Well, we got beautiful, beautiful weather on the East Cape. 77, 79 degree water, clear and flat. It's beautiful spring days. Normal for this time of year, and awesome fishing as well. They, you know, there hasn't been any real pressure down there since March or November. Pardon me, November. So it's been 7 months now. So there's been very, very little fishing, and it's really reflecting in what's going on down there. Just loads of bait in the bay. Sardines washing up on the beach, squids washing up on the beach. There's a lot of good sized squid, you know, Tootsie Roll size. Lots of sardine, mackerel, just loaded with bait and inside. And that's reflecting in the fishing as well. They're catching Dorado off the beach. Actually, off of the lighthouse, they picked up a 50-plus-pound yellowfin 2 days ago on 20-pound
off the beach.
Fish. Off the beach, drag a big yellowfin up the sand. Yeah, they picked it up on Mega Bay, you know, a local angler. It's just most of the villagers are out there fishing now. Not much sport fishing going on. It's the commercial guys. Gabby and Eddie went out yesterday, actually, and limited on yellowfin. Nice yellowfin, you know, 20 to 40 pounders. They picked them up on squid about a half mile off of Rincon, just a little south of the lighthouse. Lots of striped marlin. Gosh, striped marlin city out there. No pressure at all. So there are lots of jumpers everywhere. And the locals are picking up and feeding the village with them, basically. You know, they're taking to the beach two or three, more than they normally would in these special circumstances. But lots of striped marlin as well. So very, very good fishing. You know, we're just hot to get back down there and get on them, for sure. We're not sure about the opening day. We're getting mixed signals from the government, which is
pretty typical of what's going on here in California as well. We should know for sure one way or the other, the other whether we're going to open up June 1st. We're hopeful, but I'm not sure. I'm sure we're going to be able to open sometime in June, but it's kind of up in the air for the 1st.
Yeah, so there's been several dates thrown around, June 1st, June 10th, June 15th.
Oh, boy. But, yeah, I've started with May 20th and then been all over the board. And, go ahead.
But you'll know next week, most likely, what the real date's going to be for the opening.
Yeah, I'm going to make the call tomorrow. I just, you know, I don't want to throw in the towel quite yet, but it's certainly up in the air at this stage of the game. You know, as soon as we can, we're going to get back rolling. And, gosh, if fishing is good as it is and everything, anxious to get back on the water, that's for sure.
Yeah, and the airlines, I know out of San Diego, they're flying back June 1st. They have scheduled flights. You can fly out of Tijuana on Valeris every day, and LAX has flights. So there's flights. It's not a matter of getting down there. It's just a matter of when they're going to allow you to go fishing, right?
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, the flights are so darn cheap now. 2 weeks ago, I don't know whether I mentioned, I flew back and forth $29 each way.
on Valeris?
Come on.
Yeah, on Valeris. Yeah, straight into Cabo, nonstop. Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's pretty awesome. Well, when we're ready.
Yeah.
So when they're ready, we're coming. Rancho Leonero, how do we get a hold of you, John? Get more information. You want to find out the update about getting down there and going fishing?
Thanks, Pete. It's 800-646-2252. Or RanchoLeonero.com. I'm going to be sending out a letter tomorrow and letting everybody know. So everybody on our mailing list and Facebook, we'll put a notice out for.
Sounds great. We'll forward it on through our Instagram, too. Thanks, John. Appreciate that very much. And we'll talk to you hopefully with great news next Sunday, which, by the way, is hard to believe, Memorial Day weekend next weekend. How about
sure
that, huh?
Crazy.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, John, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Well, the phones are packed. Everybody's excited to talk to Taro. If you want to get your shot, 833-288-0973. Let's talk to Mike. He's calling us from Chino this morning. Mike, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Morning, Rick, Pete, and Taro. How are you doing today?
Good morning.
Hey, I got a question, Taro, about your RSW hold. Now, you say that if the bluefin are biting really good offshore and they're good size class fish, and over 50 to 100 pounders, besides your RSW hold to keep the meat, keep the fish fresh and the meat good for sushi, does your crew have the time, or do you guys spike and gill gut the bigger fish? Or?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
All of the fish that we catch are blood, and our tuna that are 50 pounds and up are definitely gilling gutted. Unless the passenger doesn't want it done for, you know, there's guys that have club things where they want to weigh the whole thing and stuff like that. But we definitely want to gill and gut them so they can cool from the inside out along with the outside in. So that water gets inside their gut pack, or we get the gut pack out and that water gets inside the cavity of the fish and it cools them, and it definitely provides a great product at the end of the day.
Is that the main reason for getting the guts out? Is just for cooling purposes?
And also, what it does, it gets the majority of the heat out too.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you bleed it, or you bleed it before, and then it gets all the blood out, and you definitely can see a difference from everything from tuna to rock cod to calico bass or yellowtail.
You're even bleeding bass and things like that when you.
I like to.
What's the best way to bleed a fish? If you're on a private boat, what's your best methodology?
You can just get a pair, you know, guys have their pliers or their duck bills or something, just rip out a gill, or you can just cut it in half, and you don't have to get crazy with it and start hacking away at the fish. But if you just cut a gill in half, and you'll definitely see it. Starting to come out.
Yeah.
You just definitely see the blood come out.
Like you say,
out.
It's noticeable on every fish. Even a fish that you would, you know, quote unquote, not need it, like a rockfish, it makes a big difference.
Yeah.
You know, when we're fishing in the skiff, we just keep a 5-gallon bucket full of water, and when we, you know, when we catch a red, exactly like Tarsus, we got a pair of shears, we just cut a gill raker, and then we just dump them into that bucket, and, you know, they kind of bleed out and, you know, maybe stay alive a little bit longer in there and keep the quality super fresh before we throw them in the ice.
The perfect tool for that is are those those red-handled shears you sell at Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Those are pretty
Those things work very well for me. For
those things stay sharp a long time.
Yeah, they do. And they're reasonably priced, which is amazing.
Yeah, too. $20, you know, and you'll have them, for, you know, on a private boat, you'll have them, you know, for the whole season or more. But, yeah, they'll reach in. They cut spectra and cut gills. Those things are really nice.
Oh, yeah.
Watch out for your fingers.
Yeah,
no kidding. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. We got catch reports coming up, all kinds of great info. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Have you always wanted a boat but don't want all the hassles? Then you need to join Freedom Boat Club, where you get hassle-free boating. Freedom Boat Club buys the boats, you enjoy them, and they do the rest. Freedom Boat Club takes care of the slip fee, maintenance, insurance, and cleaning. You have access to a fleet of great fishing and family boats ready to go in the water at Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, and 190-plus locations across the world. For more information, check freedomboatclub.com or visit them at Dana Landing and Cabrillo Isle Marina.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with six companies and 122 different policies. We recommend that you purchase your trip insurance within 14 days of your initial trip deposit to get your money refunded if you have to cancel. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Good times this morning talking the Liberty.
Yeah, indeed, with Captain Taro Takeuchi giving away great plays, a trip on the Liberty, as well as a $50 gift certificate to Point Loma Seafoods, the freshest thing in town, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. Let's go ahead and jump into those phones.
You got it, man. Tom in University City is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, Tom, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having the show. It's really nice to be talking about fishing. My question is about how to get a bite when the boat first pulls up on a school, either actually separately, yellowfin or bluefin or yellowtail. It seems like the first bait's in the water when the boat rolls up on a school are often the ones that get bit, but then those lines are also the ones that end up in the big bird's nest at the back of the boat. So I was wondering if Taro could, you know, share some strategy on, you know, how to – when to get the bait in the water, where to be standing on the boat, and how to so that you get the bite but don't get the tangle.
What a good question that is. That's the $1 million
question.
That
is the $1 million question. And there's definitely pluses and minuses by being the first bait in the water. A couple tricks that I've seen and done myself is maybe try a sinker rig right off the bat, you know, because everyone might be fly lining a bait, and you know, so they might be higher in the water column. And if you have like a sinker rig with the, like if we're fishing bluefin, you know, you have a 4 to 6 ouncer and you might get down, kind of down below the mess, and your angle of your line might kind of keep you out of a mess. It's kind of hard to. That's a tough question.
How do you stay out of it?
Yeah, how do you stay out
keep
of it?
Keep control under your line, right?
Yeah, just kind of keeping pressure on your line and keeping in touch with your bait. And that's your very first bait is not going to be the bait that you soak for a long time. So 30 seconds to a minute and a half at the most, you know, you start to get in the cluster and you start to see yourself in the middle of the cluster, that's a good indication of being proactive of like, okay, I'm going
to
switch out my bait and I'm going to take advantage of my time. Because like I was saying, if you have two ways of getting a bite, it's a reaction bite or a competition bite. And most of the time, if you don't get a bite within the first 30 seconds to a minute and a half, you probably want to switch out your bait and get a better bait too.
Boy, but that's a good call there.
Yeah, it's
soak that first bait just a real short time and then get out
and
start all over.
And then you want to put yourself in a situation too that when you do get a bite, you want to keep yourself out of a mess and increase your chances of not being in a mess. So you put yourself in a part of the boat which is hard to say where that is right off the bat, because you really don't know if the captain's going to spin left or if he's going to spin right. But by kind of just waiting for 5 to 10 seconds and feeling where that wind is coming from or looking to see which way the boat turns, that's kind of my thing, is I'll just wait and see where things are going to happen and not happen.
And then be ready to
be ready for when they start to come at you. You know, because the way that we set up, or the way that I set up with the boat, is I'll lead the fish so the fish will go through you once everyone gets their baits in water, because everyone's not going to get their bait in at, you know, right off the bat. And we really don't encourage that either, mainly because on our boat we have anywhere from 40 to 60 people at a time, and you let everybody go in at the same time, and that might be your one shot of the day, and now you're fighting a big tangle versus fighting fish. So yeah, we kind of encourage everybody to wait until the boat gets completely stopped, so that now there's equal playing field for everybody to get spread out, and it increases your chances. But if you're the super aggressive guy that wants to go in right off the bat, maybe try sink a rig for bluefin fishing, a sinker rig or a flat fall to get down below the guys. And the same thing when we're fishing at the islands, maybe try a yo-yo jig, or you know just kind of wait 5 to 10 seconds for the boat to get stopped.
As you become more savvy fishing your bait on a sport boat too, you know, when you start out you struggle feeling your bait, knowing where you are, and then as you become more proficient and do more trips and you start to know where you are, it becomes equally important to know where the guy standing next to you is. You know, if you can avoid a situation before it starts, you're going to be fishing clean way more often. Whether that means you're pulling on one and he's pulling on one and you see his fish start to come to you, so you start to make the move, or it's before you get a bite, you know, if you can, you know, being aware of what the guy next to you is doing can be equally as important to you. You know, as you start to get a good handle on, well, this guy's bait is, you know, not moving a whole lot and there's a lot of slack in the line, I better just, you know, even though your bait might be clean-ish and out in front of you, boy, if you just wind this thing up and go get another one and cast out again, you're going to stay clean the whole time rather than get yourself into a tangle that might take you another, you know, couple of minutes to get out of.
And it's increasing your chances with a high percentage presentation. You know, you've been soaking your bait for 5 minutes. Yes, you're fishing, but are you fishing with a good bait?
Right.
Versus in those 5 minutes, have you had switched your bait out every 10 to 20 seconds, which oftentimes you see crews and captains do, and now you're fishing for 5 minutes with maybe 30 baits, high percentage baits, and getting those reaction bites. And that was a lot with our yellowfin tuna fishing. It was real reaction bite based. And it's like, okay, change your bait every 10 to 30 seconds at the most, and don't fish it for that long.
And that was the way to get
a bite. And that kind of was the way to get bites during certain parts of the stop, because now the fish have been stuck with you for a long time, and now they're just looking at every bait, and you have to trick
them. That's what's important. Listen to the crew.
Yeah.
They've been out there every day. They know what's going on, and if they say change your baits every 30 seconds, change your baits every 30 seconds.
Every one of us that has been tuna fishing a couple of times has – or fishing, has had a bait where when you put it in the water, you instantly, oh, this thing's going to get a bite.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we all know what that feeling
Michael
is.
Michael Phelps.
Yeah, you pin the bait on, it hits the water and takes off, and you look at your buddy, like, oh, this thing's going to get a bite, guaranteed. Sometimes you just have to keep going through them until you get that one. I mean, you know the one that's going to get a bite the second it hits the water. Like, that. At some point, this thing is going to swim right by one. Like, I know this bait's going to bite. And sometimes that's just how it is. You got to keep burning through them until you get that one. Like, you know when you know. Like, you know the one that's going to get a bite.
It's a good one.
Yeah,
for sure. Hey, good question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. You said something, Taro, about spinning the boat. Which way you're going to go, port or starboard. It's not the same every time?
It's not the same every
time.
Okay.
So if you're standing by the starboard side, it's like, okay, no one's going to turn starboard side. You could get totally fooled,
You could get totally fooled because on the clip of that sonar, the school's on the left side of the boat.
Okay,
now.
So that's what determines it.
Yeah, it definitely determines that, and it determines there's so many factors.
Yeah.
You know, there could be the school shows up on the right side of the screen, but now the wind's blowing on the right side, so now we have to kind of maneuver the boat to set up on the left side. So there's definitely factors. The school could be running, and we have to chase it down. And there's so many factors that passengers don't see. I, like, wish I could have a sonar screen pinned up in the galley so everyone can watch it and kind of see what goes on. But there's you just have to be ready. And
every school is different.
You just have to be aware of your surroundings and kind of get a feel.
Do you ever have a school that, like, okay, we're going to set up on the port side, and then all of a sudden the stuff moves to the starboard side?
Oh, bluefin do that all
the
time. All the time.
Yeah.
They are the master of just showing up here and Houdini, and oh, they're over there now, and just they are the master of that. And definitely those island fish too, those freaking yellowtails will just show up, and you know, the pressured fish kind of seem to be a little bit more weird, like kind of a little more skittish and weird.
I would say all
fish will kind of do that, but bluefin are the masters.
Masters at that.
It makes you feel so good when you get them, though.
Oh, it does.
You have a day where got you, sucker.
And that's why it hurts so much right now,
because
guys are getting them.
Yeah, for sure. Well, time for the catch report.
You got it, dude. Let's find out what's biting out there. Today, the catch report is sponsored by the fish pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Bring your private boat caught fish to Fisherman's Processing and give it the treatment it deserves. Drop your fish off between 8 and noon. You catch, they process. Let the experts fillet and vacuum pack your fish into their perfect table-ready portions. Fisherman's Pro, or Fish Pros, the market, is also open right now during all of this. They offer their killer fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, spices, rub, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers. I saw a social media post from Fish Pros yesterday of a beautiful white sea bass that they had just got from one of their commercial fishermen, and that fish was immediately going into the case, so that looked like a really good piece if you're out there. I think that was yesterday, so a good opportunity to get a fresh piece of sea bass. You can see them at their Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. With that, we're going to start it off with our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson's on the line. Gundy, what's going on in the surf?
How are you guys doing?
Doing great, buddy. Great. Good morning.
You know, you mentioned the white sea bass. I know the diver's starting to gig a few, and then we had a bunch in our reports of the smaller models, you know, in the shallows, so it's definitely time to start thinking that way.
But of the year.
Yeah, the highliner, though, Pete, is a terrific halibut fishing, and it's just nice to have all the beaches open now. The L.A. County beaches are opening now this week, so we're just getting a trickle of reports, but up and down the coast, the guys are at it, and they're catching halibut. Excellent week of fishing. Lots of stuff happening. The halibut fishing's been good, like I said. A lot of fish in the shallows, probably the grunion drawing that. In the bays and the lagoons, the fishing has been good for the halibut, too. The calico bass have been active in the shallows on the reef beaches with rock and kelp, that kind of thing. And then, like I said, schools of white sea bass showing in the shallows. Also, some really warm water on the beaches, you know, up to 70, 71. So sand crabs are showing, and lots of guys spotting the corbina. Not really putting a hook to them yet, but they're there, so it's just a matter of time. Hook, line, sinker report, good halibut action on most of the beaches. Goleta, East Beach, Gaviota, graveyards, top spots there. Drop shot, zoom, fluke, splash minnows, cut anchovies in the top bait. Big fish in Seal Beach reported excellent halibut fishing all week. Cherry Beach, shoreline dry, that little stretch has been really good, and that's always good when the grunion are running. Sunset Beach, and then that Bolsa Chica Inlet, all kicking out legal fish. I think a 32-inch fish was the top fish there. Ooh. And then they're also seeing some juvenile white sea bass in the shallows. Pacific Coast down North County, they reported excellent halibut action. One of the guys in the shop caught and released four fish this week. 30 inches was the biggest one, all on the beach, all legal. And they're seeing them in the lagoons. The metallic sardine, flash minnow has been one of the hot baits there. And then they're also reporting on the reef beaches, excellent calico bass fishing with a mix of that short to maybe just legal white sea bass. So things are really getting fishy. I think all these grunion runs are starting to stack up, and there's a lot of fish in the shallows and good condition. Plus, we're getting coverage. We're getting anglers out there. And I'm happy, Pete. You know, we're getting back to normal, and I love it.
Well, I wouldn't call it. It's kind of a new normal, maybe. Yeah, but it's definitely grunion time. We heard Corey Sandin talking about that yesterday.
Yeah,
it's,
that was great.
Grunion makes a difference for sure.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And even, you know, I don't talk about it much, but, you know, some of the old-timers used to get in on those grunion runs and freeze them, you know, and take them and put them in a gallon plastic bag. And then I tell you, you fish those things dead, they are darn good, you know, as good as anything you're going to put out there for bait. So that's something to think about, too.
All right. Time to collect them up. Yeah, for sure. All right, Gundy Gunderson, surf guru extraordinaire, thanks a lot for that report, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
You guys have a good week and get after it.
Gundy, appreciate that very much. All right, hey, it's going to wrap up our catch report. Want to remind you, Gamakatsu, they set out to develop a hook that was light enough for your live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin or yellowfin. The answer, the Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. The Gamakatsu Nautilus HD is available with a solid ring or as a standard hook. Get the Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks at your favorite tackle shop.
Indeed. All right. Phones are packed. Let's jump into it.
You got it. Let's talk to Dan. Dan's calling us from El Cajon this morning. Hi, Dan. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, and thank you so much for having the show, Pete and Rick. I listen to you every weekend, and it's just a blessing.
thank you.
Taro, I was on your ship last year, and you run a class act there. I had hooked into something, and I had a couple rookies that kept trying to get me tangled up, and you were happened to come down and had everybody weaving and bobbing, and next thing I know, I looked down at my Tranks 400, and this fish almost had me spooled, and so I started trying to get it in, and I must have caught its teeth or something, but he broke off, and I lost it after 40 minutes of fighting it, and the look on your face was just priceless. It was like you had the fish and you lost it. with all that said, what pound test would you be recommending once this opens up and we get out there again?
I would definitely have an assortment of fishing gear, mainly because we're going to be searching and looking, and you could run into everything just like how we were talking about, from 25-pound yellowfin tuna to 100-pound-plus bluefin. So I would definitely bring an assortment of rods, have a lighter bait rod, like a 25- or 30-pound bait setup, so you can fish some of the smaller fish if we see smaller-sized tuna or kelp-sized yellowtail. And for your bluefin, I definitely have a 40, 50, or 60-pound setup, if not all of them. You know, your fly line setups would be 40, 50 pound and maybe even 60 pound, just depending on the size of the fish. And you can even have a 60 or 80 pound flat fall setup, or a sinker rig setup for your heavy gear. So I would definitely bring an assortment of gear. And, you know, if you don't have it, Fisherman's Landing does rent it, so it's not something you need to go and spend a whole bunch spend a whole bunch of money in buying. And if you're not sure, you could always just message us too on Facebook or Instagram, and I'll try to get back with you and go over tackle with you, which I have been doing during this time with passengers and stuff like that. So
yeah. So what's the best way to get a hold of you, Taro?
On Facebook or Instagram, you can just look up Liberty Sport Fishing, and then our boat will pop up and message us there.
And then you also have a Gmail account too,
yes,
right?
Yes, LibertySportFishingSD@gmail.
LibertySportFishingSD@gmail, yeah. And you'll respond to those.
Yeah, great. I'll do my best.
All right, hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including another full hour of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have hand pick the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3857 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com. Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.